From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. A Florida judge will review the latest changes to the state's congressional district maps today. Amy Green reports that groups are urging the judge to redraw those maps himself.
Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis had ruled the districts unlawfully favor Republicans. He ordered the legislature to redraw them. Deirdre McNabb is president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, one of the groups suing over the districts. She says the new map still needs more work.
And the judge was very strong in his language. He used words like manipulate, conspire, shadow process. The legislature has got to bear the consequences of that kind of unconstitutional action.
The plaintiffs want the court to consider redrawing the districts. They say there's still time to hold elections this year. The districts are represented by Republican Dan Webster of Winter Garden and Democrat Corrine Brown of Jacksonville. Both districts include Central Florida. Primary elections are scheduled for next week. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
Five climate scientists were given 30 minutes with Governor Rick Scott Tuesday. They went to the Capitol to explain climate change and recommend actions to reduce the damage from rising seas. Earlier this summer, Scott told reporters he's, quote, not a scientist when asked whether he believes in man-made climate change. John Van Leer is an ocean sciences professor at the University of Miami.
You go to Big Pine Key and you find stumps of pine trees that were living, you know, 20 years ago that are now drowned and dead because they're standing in salt water. When the salt water comes up and you're walking up to your ankles or knees in it, you know, you don't have to be very brilliant to understand that sea level is rising.
The group told the governor there's little doubt among scientists that humans are at least partly to blame for warming temperatures. They asked him to take steps to quickly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, like eliminating coal-burning power plants in favor of more solar power. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.